You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report right now. What are you doing for your dad this weekend? Anything fun?
Yeah, we're getting together on Sunday for a little barbecue action. You know, Your typical dad move.
Are you doing your tri-tip?
No, I think they're just going to do some burgers. We're doing the sides. Some of the sides. Nicole's making some sort of quinoa salad, which should go over really well.
Well, I know you don't want to on the air say what gift you got for your dad. But the good news is, for most people out there who are scrambling to get something for dad for Father's Day, the good news is they surveyed a bunch of dads, and apparently 87% of them will pretend to like a gift that they don't even care for whatsoever.
Oh,
and then there
that's
was
sad.
87% will just lie and say, oh, that's great, honey, thank
Yay.
You. There's a handful that say it depends on the situation, but you gotta love the 6% who just flat out say they admit right away if they don't like something that they got.
This is dumb.
Something charming about those dads who are like, what is this?
What the hell is this?
What is this? You gonna put your flag out today? It's flag day.
Oh, is it? I need a new flag. My old flag is all shredded up and sun, what do they call it? Faded. Sun-faded.
Okay.
I need a new one. Go buy me
it's
one.
It's Flag Day. It's also National Bourbon Day. I was just talking to that buddy of mine, the attorney, Chris, and he said that in a couple of weeks, I think, he's going up to Kentucky to do, what's that called, the Bourbon Trail?
Yes. Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would love to do that. I was hoping I could kind of tag along with him. Anyway, National Bourbon Day, so get yourself some, I guess. What else is going on? Let me give you some news for nerds action, because on Fridays I like to do some science-y stories. This one was funny to me. You know, we're starting to move into space. I would like to see us moving into space faster, but there was a survey to see what exposure out in outer space, like all the rays and everything, what is it doing to our brains? And what they found is more time you spend in space, the dumber you might get.
Oh, no.
That somehow it impacts your brain's ability to function. So on, you know, long space voyages, like just trying to get to Mars right now, we have to worry about not only the radiation, but now it's when the astronauts get there, they could be idiots.
How the hell did we get here? And how do we get out of here?
And a kind of a parallel story to that, of all the things that happened to us in space, they have found that female astronauts might be the quickest to recover. They recover more quickly than male astronauts. So maybe that's all we need. We just need to make our space force just primarily women, since they seem to be able to handle it better.
There you go.
Do you know people who have what they call over-the-top facial expressions? We used
Me.
To work with someone. You?
Oh, yeah. I'm constantly doing facial expressions.
Never thought of you that way. But
yeah.
If you work with someone who's like real animated with their facial stuff, it turns out that it makes people like them more, and it makes them more, quote, socially successful.
Well,
whatever
that
means.
How about that?
So if you kind of make fun of somebody who's like the overly expressive faces,
they're better than you.
They're better than you. They're going to get ahead in life more than you. The only other news for nerds I've got is this really cute story. It's about a little puppy over in England who had some sort of problem with its spine and it became paralyzed. So what they did is they used 3D printing to help rebuild this puppy's spine, and it is now running around like a crazy dog, like puppies do. It took all of 90 days for it to recover. So science once again took a paralyzed puppy and it is walking and running again.
That's pretty cool.
God, I just love this 3D printing stuff that we've got going, man.
Yeah.
It's really going to change the world. And then this just kind of made me laugh. This is not usually my kind of news for nerd story, but I chuckled when I read it. Apparently, that big roast that they did on Netflix of Tom Brady, it not only made Tom get uncomfortable. Remember, he got up and talked some trash to somebody up there. But it not only affected him, it affected his ex, Giselle, because she apparently has now split with that jiu-jitsu instructor that she was chummy with. Apparently, he couldn't handle the spotlight that he was put in the fallout from that roast.
Oh.
So the roast cost Giselle her new relationship.
Her boyfriend. So I ended up watching that roast. I ended up watching that roast, and yeah, man, they dig at Giselle and the new boyfriend a lot throughout
that.
Did
they?
Yeah, quite a bit.
What did they say?
Well, I don't remember off the top of my head, but they were a main topic throughout most of the show. A lot of jabs about how she's no longer with him and with this new guy.
A source close to Giselle says he became part of the joke. People actually started asking him if he was the reason for their divorce. He hated that.
Too high profile.
So now she is back on the market. What else is trending?
Our sponsor, Efficient Comfort, where you can schedule a complimentary estimate with one of their comfort advisors today. To learn more about their 0% financing options on your new home comfort system, find them at efficientcomfort.com. With Father's Day this weekend, I do like a couple of these stories that were floating around this morning, including this one about the times that you would call your dad versus calling your mom. What was the scenario, the situation?
They found something.
Yeah, they found that moms are more likely to get a call when a kid needs emotional support, like if you're sick or you did bad at work or school, something like that, a breakup. But then dad gets all the serious issues. Yes, things that break around the house. Maybe you crashed the car. Maybe you're sitting in prison. Like, oh, I better call my dad. So dad gets the more serious stuff where mom gets the emotional stuff, which not shocking. Not shocking at all. I think when I ran into my parents' house when I was a teenager with my car, dad, I think, was the first one I called. When that happened. And Father's Day gifts that won't cost you anything. Some more surveys about what dad would just kind of like besides gifts. How about making his favorite meal? That sounds nice. Go watch a game with him if he's into sports ball. Do something physical. Big fan of that. I was at the gym yesterday with my son playing basketball and farting around with the weight equipment. It was a good time. Help him around the house and just take a trip down memory lane. Dad, remember that time I hit the house?
Yeah.
How mad were you? And then I do like this story, too. The top 10 dad rock bands of all time. Maybe you show up at dad's house and he's leaned over the Trans Am with the hood open. What's he listening to? The number one thing?
Who they got?
Nickelback! Nickelback, and then a tie for number two, which was Van Halen and Blink-182. Great. Others on the list, Linkin Park, Nirvana, Coldplay, no, false. Limp Bizkit made the list. I will add Soundgarden, Stone Temple Pilots, Green Day, and Pearl Jam. Those were not on the list, but I will add those. Friends, I guess, is still a thing. The TV show, a traveling Friends experience, is coming to the Las Vegas at the MGM Grand later this year, where you can sit on recreations of some of the sets from the show. There's the chapel that Ross and Rachel walk out of. There's Monica's apartment. There's the coffee shop, blah, blah. Even the water fountain that they're all splashing around in. I feel like this already is a thing. Didn't it make the rounds here in Denver a while back?
Did it?
The Friends experience? I think it did.
So you can sit on that couch from the coffee shop?
I think it did. So I don't know why that's such big news this morning.
Grab a guitar and play Smelly Cat?
Yes. Yeah, it did say that there's going to be replica props, costumes, and exclusive Friends merchandise. So that'll be in
Vegas.
They'll
get your money.
They'll get your money, buddy. Tay-Tay did make an announcement during her 100th show of the Eras Tour in Liverpool on Thursday. She confirmed that this massively successful run of shows is going to finish up in December. Looks like December 8th, right before her 35th birthday. She's going to shut her down. She's sick of everybody. Sick of it.
The last part of the tour is back in the U.S., right? Because I think this fall she's coming back and doing shows in the U.S., like Indianapolis and places like that. Yeah,
I believe you. That sounds like something she would do.
You'll start here in a couple of months hearing about people who are, you know, mortgaging
traveling
their house so they can get travel plans to take their kids.
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon has renewed his contract with NBC as host of The Tonight Show until 2028, so he's going to be around for a while.
Did they say what they're paying him?
I don't see that number in here.
I'm curious what his salary is.
Still the most highest rate, consistently the most highest rated talk show amongst adults 18 to 49. It's The Tonight Show. Did you ever look up Teeny Weeny Beanie that I told you to look up from the show?
Teeny Weeny? You told
Teeny
me to look up something
Beanie.
Called Teeny Weeny Beanie?
Teeny Weeny Beanie, yeah, we talked about it on the air. That's the kind of comedy that Jimmy Fallon brings, and this is why he's been around for so damn long. Some random headlines this morning. A woman flew around, not around, where did she go? Ah, oh, damn, I didn't write it down. Anyway, a woman flew to attend her dad's wedding. When she got there, she realized that she was a year early. I think it was some tropical location or something like that. She texted her dad, I can't wait to see you. And he texted back, the wedding's next year, you moron. 53% of people over 40 say that their parent is their best friend. My mom's my best friend.
That might need to be a full segment
on
our show here.
I think
eventually.
So, because that's strange. And do I want to talk about this woman at Taco Bell? It happened yet again. Yeah. It's fine. Nobody's making fun. But there was a story last week about a lady who gave birth at a Golden Corral bathroom, and she didn't know she was pregnant. She was almost 40 weeks pregnant. It happened again. A Virginia woman gave birth to a baby in a Taco Bell bathroom, and she also didn't know she was pregnant. So I guess this is more of a thing than I thought it was. Man, I mean, my wife has gone through two pregnancies, and you see the kicking and the moving, and I just don't get it. I don't get it. And why are they doing it in the bathrooms? Let me tell you about this Disney story this morning. If you're planning on doing a Disney vacation this year, there's a LendingTree survey finding that 45% of parents who take their kids to Disney World take on debt in order to do it. About $2,000 worth of debt to take the kids to Disney. A majority of these parents say they have zero regrets, though. They say it was worth it. It's funny. This is so unlike me. I was in the bathroom last night with Knick Knack, and I said to her, I was like, is this weird that I wish we were going back to Disneyland this summer? I was like, I would go back. I really would go back. I had a great time there.
Are you feeling okay?
It's exactly what I told her. I was like, isn't this weird that I'm saying this? But I've been reminiscing, and it was such a fun vacation that I'd go back in a heartbeat. The kids had a blast.
Did you go to California?
We
went to Disneyland.
Land and Disneyland Adventure, so they got the two out there. We didn't go to Florida.
Why don't you consider going to World?
Yeah, and that's what I said. I was like, we should do World. We should maybe think about maybe doing that, because I don't know. I had a good time. Do I lose my man card?
No, you're just a big weirdo.
I'm a weirdo. I know. All right.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A ridiculous video you need to check out this morning. A woman in Chile posted a video of her dog with a gigantic smile because he found grandma's dentures and put the dentures in his mouth, and it looks like he's got a big human smile. Staged, possibly, but it still made me laugh because this dog has a human smile. Check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.